Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Turn on the radio.
What's today?
It's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
On your feet. This is not the time nor the place for sleep.
You have a show to do.
I have to do it on my sleep.
Sounds like you already have.
We think our show is good.
That's what you were thinking.
Everybody else.
Not so much.
But you're all right.
Okay, thanks for the pep talk.
Thanks for the pep talk.
That's what I'm here for.
Well said. So let's get this show started.
Let's do it. Let's start it off, kick it off. It is Wednesday, Carla.
Yes, it is Wednesday. For some reason, I was calling it Tuesday, so mm-hmm. I'm sorry, everybody.
I can understand the mix-up.
Might be my juice, my quote-unquote juice that I'm drinking. Yes, yes.
Show number 1,886 for those keeping track. Mike and Carla, Morning Show, waking you up along with our producer, Morty from home, who hopefully, I think, in the next couple of weeks might be able to come back.
Yeah, I hope so.
A lot of businesses starting to get employees back in the workplace.
Yeah, yay.
In shifts.
Yay.
In shifts, yes, yay.
What do you mean there are going to be some people in the building after we leave? What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes.
How about that?
We got the whole building disinfected.
I know.
By your friends over at
Disinfecting Solution. Yeah.
They came through again.
I know it. They did. They're supposed to come to my house tomorrow. And they said, we want to show you how we do it. And mm-hmm. So I think they're going to put me in a hazmat suit.
Oh.
So yes. And then we're going to walk on the moon afterwards.
You're going to help them spray it down everything?
I might. Come on up, guys.
Okay. Can't wait to see that video.
I know.
That should be a lot of fun. Sunshine today. Going to be nice. Boy, the wind yesterday. All
stupid.
Afternoon, all
just
night long.
Dumb, yes.
High today, 84, 88, the high tomorrow. No mention of wind, 63 outside right now. All right, let's kick things off. Carla's first take on some entertainment news this morning.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Tony Shalhoub, you may know him now from Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. He was in Wings back in the day.
Galaxy Quest.
He also played the germaphobe Monk. Well, he and his wife diagnosed with COVID-19 last month. Yeah, they have recovered. He said, we came down with the virus. It was really rough for a few weeks. He said, we realized, though, that so many other people have had it and had it way worse than we did.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing much better now, which is good. Officially, Broadway will remain dark for at least the next 3 months. Now, industry insiders say they might not reopen until next year. People are kind of up in the air about what to do about those big crowds and you know, those type of places. So
that has to affect the Smith Center here, right? I mean, because...
Yeah, but I mean, being in New York, of course, things are going to go much longer. It has,
but the shows that they would book...
Oh, absolutely.
...are direct from Broadway.
Sure.
And so that season has to be affected.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. I just think everything's going to hit New York a lot longer, you know, because the way it's built and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I would imagine. So listen, these guys, they're going to lose their chops, you know, if they're not able to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are. Speaking of which, Disney Plus, this is so cool. Now, the Broadway production of Hamilton, the movie... That was supposed to come out later next year and all of that. Now, July 3rd, they're talking about it's going to be released on Disney Plus. Really cool. Broadway production, the theatrical version, you know, out much earlier than it's supposed to be.
Fourth of July weekend, holiday weekend.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly. This is so good. If you haven't seen it, man, it is so good. I'm glad that a lot more people will be able to see it now. And also Bret Michaels, if you were waiting, his autobiography is out now if you want some reading. I'll bet it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll bet it's actually pretty darn good. I hope. I'm thinking he's a pretty honest guy, and we'll get some of the fun stuff early on in the 80s,
You know what? Jody's birthday is right around
there
the corner.
Go.
So
yeah. Yeah, I know.
Him.
I want the bandana, the early bandana years. That's what I want.
The bandana years.
Yes, exactly. That is my take for now, sponsored by Health Plan of Nevada. Switch to Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. Visit choosehpn.com.
Carla, we haven't had a good 911 call here in a while.
No, I know.
And you would think with everything going on, there would be quite a few to choose from.
Yeah, nope.
Well, here's one where I guess this woman's alone and having a baby.
Yeah, well, she was driving.
Driving,
trying to get to the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah, and had to pull over.
And call 911?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Listen to this call.
Is she there? Is the paramedic there with you?
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
My husband just showed up and the paramedic is here.
Okay, keep me informed on what's going on. Is the baby out?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Baby is crowning.
Oh. Okay, baby's crowning and the paramedic's there?
Yep, paramedic is here.
38 weeks and the baby's crowning.
I know.
Oh. Yep, we got a baby.
Okay, we got a baby. Is it a boy?
It's okay, honey. I don't know yet.
Oh.
Don't know. Just came out.
Turn it over.
What do you mean you don't
turn
know?
It over? Can't tell. Can't tell yet. Jeez.
Well, maybe they wrapped up the baby right as it came
that
out.
That could be. And he was also on the phone. So
Doing the whole three-way thing.
Hold on here.
Wow. See, those women like that, I mean, they're incredible.
Man,
amazing.
I know. Good. Okay.
I don't know what I would do if Jody, first of all, if she was pregnant.
Right. Right. Well, they got there in time. Somebody did. I'd like to find out what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll continue that soap opera.
Yeah.
Can we touch base with this?
Yeah. Can we call back?
Yeah. Just need to know if it's a girl or a boy. Congratulations, Frank McMillan. Yesterday on the morning show, we made the announcement he was the winner of the $10,000.
Yeah.
The grand prize in the 10K payday contest, Frank McMillan of Henderson.
Yep.
A local winner cashing in.
So cool. So cool. I can't imagine. I just can't imagine.
What are you going to do with the money? He said pay some bills.
Yeah.
And maybe buy a new car.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay, why not? Do something fun, Frank, if you can.
Congratulations, Frank McMillan of Henderson.
Feel good in the morning.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
96.3 KKLZ.
We are live and local in the studio and a phone call away. Or if you want to text, same number, 702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk text lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Yesterday we had kind of like a battle of the songs, the COVID-19 songs.
Yeah.
And they're always coming out. Here's I think you'll like this one, and especially those people listening this morning. If you have a dog, listen to this guy.
Yes, try to sing a song.
Lean on me. We are not strong. And I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. For it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody.
Big finish.
Yes.
Stop it.
So we're going to put that one into the mix. And by the way, as we talk about songs, John, yesterday in the your favorite band, Worst Song.
Yes.
You had mentioned Under Pressure.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if you saw it, but last night on with Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel from Home.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah.
This is the guy from Panic from the Disco.
Panic at the Disco, yeah.
Singing, and listen to this version. Maybe this will change your mind. Any difference?
It's a little better. I like Brandon Flowers.
Okay.
So yeah. This is Brendan Urie. Yeah, Brendan Urie. Yeah.
Panic at the Disco.
Yeah. And it's with, you know,
kids instruments.
A lot of, yes, exactly. Exactly. I like that.
Some of the instruments, pot lid, frisbee, clapping.
Yeah.
There was one guy on spoons, glasses, and flasks.
Their usual instruments. Yeah.
Sure.
I know. I love that. I love it.
I don't know if that makes a difference, but
I love the percussion in these because of that. The pot lid and all that stuff. I love it.
Just trying to cover a couple of things from yesterday. From the station famous for playing the hits of the 80s and more.
We just gave away $10,000. I'm more excited about that than I've been about anything we have done in a long, long time.
Yeah.
So cool.
Really looking forward to this. So be listening Friday morning at about 7:10 for those details. Okay.
Yes.
So people are kind of getting back into the normal lane. And you just showed me a picture of a gym and the gym of the future.
They're individual, like, stalls, basically, for your elliptical, for the treadmill. You kind of go in like almost like a shower and go in there. And for everything, every piece of equipment is in its own little kind of enclosed area.
Now, does a guy stand behind you in a hazmat suit and after you done, he just sprays
just spray
it down?
Yeah. Our friends from Disinfecting Solution, they're just spraying.
Or you just bring one of those guys with you wherever you go.
Yes, right.
He's kind of like your disinfected valet.
Hose me down. James, hose me down.
And I'll be going in here.
That's right.
Hose my boot down.
Yes, that's right. Get the boot. Don't forget the boot. Get my boot, James.
I don't know how many people have thought about that, but maybe we talk about that a little bit later on this morning.
Yeah, definitely.
Or this hour. Okay.
And just some of the things that are being proposed out there. You know, we have people coming back in the building today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny. Our HR guru, Joanne, just came in and she's got, you know, and we all have our masks, by the way.
Yeah.
Joanne, she has her mask on, gloves, the whole bit. I talked to George Wallace yesterday and he's wearing oven mitts in his own place. He's like, I got my oven mitts on. It's hilarious.
That way I can stay healthy, and if I decide to bake.
If I want to bake,
I'm ready
to
go.
That too. Yeah.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. High 84, 88 the high tomorrow, 63 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
We're talking about it. We're joking about it. But Mexico has created these new sanitizing tunnels at the U.S. border. And it's kind of like, you know, like a car wash sprays you down. People can stand in it to get clean before they cross into or out of the country.
Oh.
How cool is that?
That's very nice.
Be prepared. I guess you bring a change of clothes. And a hat. Jeez. Wow.
You can leave your hat on, but you got to take your pants and shirts
gotta
off.
Take the, okay. Oh, man. 3 out of 4 people say the pandemic has increased their stress and anxiety, but the most common ways they're coping with it, exercising, that's good to hear, watching more TV, we know that, sleeping, meditating, and, oh, big surprise, drinking.
What? Jeez,
yes, drinking. People are drinking a lot more.
Yeah. You know, I found it odd, but not really. I went to the store the other day because we ran out of Bacardi.
Oh, well, I know you went to the store then. Jeez. Put your suit on.
Normally, I actually had to talk to the liquor manager and say, hey, I need 2 gallons.
Right,
say,
yeah. Well, you should have it on hand.
And a Snickers.
Yes.
And please, if you don't
mind. Yes, that's right. Yeah. Is that it? Like buying condoms?
Oh, I had to cut
some Band-Aids, too?
And a comb. I had to cut myself off because I found myself doing that.
Yeah.
And at my age, it's not that easy to recover.
Well, no, it's not. No, I saw you that Saturday.
Oh, my God. That was
kind of hit and miss.
I was so hoping everybody would just call in and go, I don't think I'm going to make it over. But no, like troopers.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. Well, you said.
Damn.
And 33% of people think, this is interesting, you think your bathroom is the dirtiest room in your house? The dirtiest? You think?
Yeah,
maybe?
Probably.
Yeah. Nope. Your couch arm. The arm of your couch is the most contaminated thing in your house.
I even put a little dish rag or a towel.
Do you? Do you, Grandma?
Yes.
Do you have plastic on there on the little couch arm?
I'm about this far away.
I am too, actually.
From covering it up with towels and stuff like that.
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. It is Wednesday. Carl, a few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Go ahead, Carla. Read this text because we would like to hear what people think about this, given the situation.
Yeah. She just said, you know, when all of this started during quarantine, she said, everybody, this was the beginning of March, instead of sitting on the couch, I decided, you know what, I'm not going to binge watch Netflix and just eat. I figured I might as well start exercising. Well, you guys, I've lost about 30 pounds, and I recently posted some new pictures of myself on Facebook and Instagram. Suddenly, these guys that never paid attention to me are sending me messages, and they want to get together once the whole lockdown ends.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if I should even give them the time of day now. Oh, well, okay.
What would you do?
I don't know. know. I think, depending on what her situation is, and I've got to ask her, you know, I don't know that I'd be willing to just, you know, oh, yeah, sure, now.
Yeah.
What if I put it back on? Mm-hmm. You know, then what? You going to dump me? No.
All right.
No.
702-739-9636. If you, there's probably some women that have been in this situation.
Well, sure. Oh, please. I'm sure there are.
That because of the way you did look.
Right.
Guys that, there are some guys that would never even look at you twice, but now that you got in shape.
I've heard all of you guys do it. Oh, look at her now. Yeah. Oh, she got divorced. Look at that. Oh, she took off weight. It's like, well, what? What was she? Like, you know, Thor before this? I mean, what?
All right. What should this woman do? Should she give these guys a break and say, yeah, I'll take you up on it. Why
I know.
Not? Screw you guys. You didn't like me before.
Yeah, forget it.
I'm the same person. I just look a little bit different.
Right. I say, fine. You look good, honey. You feel good. Then get on a dating site. Do that.
All right.
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Great music helps me in the morning because it helps me get motivated, get me started, get me on my way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, we want to hear from you this morning, 702-739-9636. This woman who said, you know, during the quarantine, as opposed to a lot of people who were binge-watching just sitting on the couch and eating, she said, you know what, I'm going to change my lifestyle. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to eat right.
Right.
And has since posted new photos of herself on social media.
Yeah.
And now she's getting all these comments from guys that wouldn't look twice at her before.
Yeah, she's lost about 30 pounds and said, should I even give them the time of day? It's interesting, the texts I'm getting, mostly from guys. Mm-hmm. Dalton said, just shows how everyone is shallow hell. Those guys don't know her, nor did they take the time to get to know her before she got in shape. Yeah. So go pound sand, Hals. Oh, Dalton, I adore you. Now, some guy wrote in, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm a man. We're pigs. Tell her, screw you. If she puts the weight back on, they're gone. See, that's what I'm afraid of. It got awfully quiet in here. Got awfully quiet in here, you guys.
You had me at pig.
Yes, yes. Somebody said, I'm with you, Carla. Love means accepting the inside, not just the outside.
Right.
And somebody else, one of our other listeners said, ask yourself, would you have considered dating them when you were heavier? Were you interested in them at all?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to date someone that's just so into looks. If it was me, I probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, we got a lot of texts coming in on this. But it is interesting, especially during this time where, you know, who knows if you can even go out anywhere at this point. But that, you know, but it's got to make you feel good. It's got to make you feel good. You know,
how many other women have gone through this?
Yeah.
Where you let yourself go, as we all do.
Sure.
As we all do.
And then just the woman thing.
Right.
Something clicks and you get back in shape. You're eating right and you're just living a different lifestyle.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, these people that wouldn't look twice at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
We've done that with guys, too. It's like, he looks really good now.
Right.
I mean, he looks really good. I'm sorry.
Nothing. Yes, women do it just as well.
We absolutely do.
All right, 702-739-9636. You want to go on, text or call? We'd love to hear from you. People still texting in about this situation with a woman who decided during quarantine, I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to get off the couch.
Yeah.
Posted new pictures of her look.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden she's getting comments from guys that would never give her the time of day wanting to know,
what?
Hey, should I take these guys up on it?
Right.
What should I do?
Right.
And we've gotten a lot of response from guys.
We sure have. And it's interesting because somebody else wrote, good morning, Mike and Carla. Thanks for always making my morning. You are very welcome, Ramon. Love the show. If a guy wants to ask a girl after he sees that she's in shape by going to the gym, you know, just after looking better, she should tell him to get lost.
Oh.
Because a guy should appreciate a woman no matter what she looks like. Well, in a different world, Ramon, in a different world. Now, Mike wrote...
Uh-huh.
You know, I hate to tell you, Carla, but women can be just as shallow. Yes, we can.
We mentioned that a little bit ago.
Yes.
Yes.
He said, I'm a large man, and I'm on dating sites. It seems the only ones who ever want to talk are the ones with fake profiles. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm no George Clooney, but I'm not a troglodyte either. Mike, I love you. He said shallowness works both ways. And it does. I will say this. I think that we are more forgiving. Mm-hmm. And I've had guys say that, too. It's like, you guys don't. If you're a good man, I should say, we're generally more forgiving. But, yeah, of course we can be shallow,
I
too.
I thank Jody you know? Every day.
Yeah. Do you?
For hooking up with me, because I got news for you. I've seen pictures of me, and I'm like, oh, my God.
I know what I look like.
Yes. Why would you even sleep in the same bed with me?
Why would you go out with him? What do you? Oh, that's me.
Yeah, we're that couple.
Stop.
Oh, I know why she's with him.
Stop. Yeah, right.
Why?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the response.
Great ones.
Jackson. Michael Jackson. Thriller.
It's going to be the greatest concert event ever for your ears only. You're going to find out what we're talking about Friday morning at about 7:10. We'll have all the details for you from the station playing the hits of the 80s and more, 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 8:10. I don't know if it's... I had the weirdest dreams last night. I don't know if it's the effect of something maybe I ate or the tractor conversation that we had yesterday.
Yes, something you had,
It was wild to the point where... For some reason, I was in the Rio garage, parking garage. I couldn't get out after being on a big Caterpillar tractor type thing. Almost like Transformer-like.
You know what's weird? I know a lot of people have been having really weird dreams. I don't know why. I haven't been having dreams lately.
Really?
Yeah, and I dream a lot, and I have some weird ones. I have not been having dreams lately.
And this one was in vivid color. I mean, in big color time stuff.
Man, yeah, no,
If somebody can, dissect dreams.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Everybody can dissect dreams.
Oh, no.
Sure, yeah. Well, that means, I think even our friend Mystic Mona would say, it means you had a dream about a tractor, Mike, in the Rio
Grande. Jody was on it with me, and then there was nothing to hold on to, and then she grabbed on because she wanted to see where we were going.
Right.
Held on to a piece of the big caterpillar thing, and that part started moving.
Right.
And she's like, help me, and I said, I can't.
Well, I think that means that there's not movement in your life right now, and you'd like to see more movement with you and Jody.
Okay.
And moving forward, though. Moving forward, not where you're stopping and having to grab onto things, but you're moving forward and you don't have to hang on to anything, and life is free. And
blah, 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 blah. Okay, Mona.
Listen to
Sunshine today.
Now, Mona would be way better.
I'm sure.
Way better. She's awesome.
Sunshine today, high 84, 88, the high tomorrow, 65. Now, Carla has another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Netflix has put out the trailer for the farewell season of Fuller House. And there will be a triple wedding. Triple wedding in this one. A triple wedding, yeah.
I thought that show was over.
No, this is the last season. It's the last season, Mike. Premieres on June 2nd. Bob Saget, actually, I should have played this, but he talked about because people are asking, will there be a movie at some point? He said, I don't think so. Maybe like the Brady Bunch did a movie later. He said, it all depends on John Stamos' hair. So we'll see if that... that holds up.
Is he going to sing at the wedding with the Beach Boys?
I don't know. Okay. I saw the trailer, and I got to say, I wasn't a big fan of the show. And I used to work with Bob and Dave a lot, but I wasn't a big fan of the show. But I might have to watch this season because it looks kind of cool, actually.
Why not?
It looks cool. I know.
What else is on?
Join in now, Carla. Okay. Yes, I know. Katy Perry, she has a new album. It'll be released August 14th. And apparently, the big rumor is it might have a collaboration with her former nemesis, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, they've been Taylor going Swift. At it.
Yeah,
for years.
I know. And apparently they're friends now.
Oh, that's good.
But we'll see. We will see. And Stevie Van Zandt, this is interesting. He said the person he really would like to meet in the music world right now is Billie Eilish. He said, I'm a huge fan of her and her brothers. He said, I haven't met them. I think she's just this classic archetype of what's going on with music and this generation. He said, like Kurt Cobain, who captured that feeling at that moment, Bob Dylan, Chuck Berry. He said, I really, really want to meet her because I think she is all that. So hopefully he will. I don't know if she knows who Steve Van Zandt is.
Yeah, Stevie Van who? Or,
yeah, I know. Little Steve, I don't, Bob, yeah. Bruce Spring, who, yeah, okay. Van Halen, no, she didn't know who Van Halen was.
Stevie Van Halen.
Yes, exactly. Is he in the band? I didn't know who. No, he's not in that.
Oh, he's the blind guy that sings with Stevie.
Yeah, no, but anyhow, okay, he wants to meet you, Billy.
Okay.
Okay, so put on your bag and meet him, okay? For now, that is it. That is my take.
Frank McMillan of Henderson, he was the big $10,000 winner.
So cool.
When we made the announcement in the 10K payday contest, it was awesome.
Man.
Phone rang, he picks it up. By the way, we got $10,000 for you.
It's awesome. So exciting.
Congratulations. Gosh. I know in this day and age, it's all about, you know, taking the video, posting it, and hoping it goes viral.
Yes.
I think you'll like this one, Carla. A couple of guys getting waxed.
I love this.
And
yes.
They put harmonicas in their mouths.
Yeah.
So you can imagine what kind of thing comes out.
Oh, yeah.
So one of them makes music while getting waxed on the stomach. The other treats us to a harmonica moment as he gets his armpits ripped out. So if you want to know what that sounds like,
okay,
here it is. Yeah, those are just a couple of guys.
Oh, man, just having fun. Beavis and Butthead having a great time. All right. Okay. Stop it. Stop it.
I think alcohol was involved.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So.
And I don't know if it went viral, but I'm sure a lot of people checked it out. So. All the notes. Kiss on my list.
Rise and shine.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right. Live and local in the studio. Just a phone call away. If you're looking to reach out, 702-739-9636. 836, by the way, and I don't know if you remember Marlo Thomas from That Girl, but probably more recently from Friends.
Yep, from Friends.
She was Rachel's mom.
Yeah, Rachel's mom. Yeah, she was on Law and Order. She played, I think she was like a prosecuting attorney on there. Yeah.
She had been married. She's been married to Phil Donahue.
Yes.
Legendary talk show host and has long since been retired, but I mean, he was legendary.
Yeah.
He was it. He's the reason there are daytime talk shows now, really.
And
they can talk about what they talk about.
So they've been married for over 40 years. They have a new book out, What Makes a Marriage Last. And basically they're talking to other celebrity couples who have been married for a long time. We had a chance to share some time with Marlo Thomas, Phil Donahue on the phone.
Wow.
And ask them about the book and listen to what she says.
We interviewed everybody in person, like a double date, a husband and wife talking to another husband and wife about this fascinating topic, marriage. And it was really enlightening. We learned a lot. Tell Carla and Mike what James Carville taught us.
James Carville said, when you find yourself going round and round in an argument, just say, let's kick that can down the road. And he made the point that most marriages have piles of cans along the way. The next morning, you're going to wonder why you spent so much energy
on that stupid issue.
Yeah, and that it's not that important.
I don't even know if they were in the same room, same stage.
I know. It's funny because they kept tell him. Phil, tell him.
Yeah.
You tell him.
Talk about two people whose voices are so distinct, though.
Yes, they
really
are. I
just told Carla that. I said, he sounds like he's still on a talk show.
Yeah, he does. It was so cool to talk to them because I know I would never get the chance to talk to either one of them. I wish we had had more time, but it was a fun, fun interview. It really was.
And we talked a lot about, different states of marriage and different stages. But
married couples, from all sides, every end of the spectrum, same sex couples as well. Neil Patrick Harris and his husband. Elton John and his husband.
Yeah.
And then like Mariska Hargitay and her husband. And they are both pretty people. I wanted to ask Marlo if he's just as sexy. Oh, my gosh.
Well, if you want to hear the entire visit, It's on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page.
Yeah, it's really
fun. At 96.3 KKLZ. And if you remember either one of them, like I said, especially Phil Donahue.
Gosh.
He sounds, I mean, you just hear that voice, like you said, John.
Yeah.
One of the most recognizable voices.
Yeah. I pictured him up on the stage answering that. Like,
yes.
So.
Yeah. With the mic.
And throwing
it. What do you think? What do you think?
Tell me, in the Klan, what is it you do to keep your relationships going?
Yes, and why the goofy hats? Why? Why do you guys wear them?
The entire visit, again, on our Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. It will be the greatest concert event ever for your ears only. Be listening Friday morning, 7:10. Carla and I will have more details on this awesome event that we're putting together. So make sure you're listening.
Yes.
Right before the weekend, Friday morning, 7:10.
Very forward to this. It's really cool.
9/11 right now. And it's sunshine today. Going to be nice. Not as windy as it was yesterday.
Well, I hope not.
You ran yesterday. What was wrong with you?
I got to be honest. I was going to go take maybe take a nice walk. But as I started walking, it was so windy. And it would just get up behind me. So it's like, well, I guess I'm running.
Oh, okay.
Because I can't. It was so windy.
With the
crazy.
Wind.
I know. And I'm miserable today. And forgive me.
For allergies.
My eyes are just running. And, oh, God.
Sunshine tomorrow. High in the mid to upper 80s. Of 71 now. Weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, Carla, just in time for summer, a fashion designer in Italy has designed the trikini.
I love this.
The trikini. That's a bikini with matching face mask.
Yeah.
So, and people are now getting, I don't even know.
Maskne.
Maskne?
Yeah, maskne.
Acne.
Okay. Yeah.
My daughter, who is a respiratory therapist at a local hospital here, she just said that. She goes, I'm breaking out because on my shift I have to wear the mask the whole time.
Yeah, keep that in mind. I know my sister-in-law, they get like almost bruised.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, have little different, they got to tighten it up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ugh, yeah.
A couple of people in Australia met on Tinder the other day and went on a first date. The guy, I guess, ate a peanut butter sandwich beforehand. The woman, unsuspectingly, was allergic to peanuts.
Oh, boy, that's not good. So
they kiss, good night and everything. She winds up in the emergency room.
I have a friend who had a first date like that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that they went out with had a peanut allergy, and there was something in the food, and they wound up in emergency. Exact same thing. No kissing, just the food. It was
right.
Like, oh, we're going, okay. I don't have an EpiPen. I guess we're okay.
Was there a second date?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, there was. Yeah, there actually was. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
okay.
They dated for a few years, but then,
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I know. Then it's like, I'm over this. I want to eat other food.
Yeah.
And you can't. Pretty much. Listen, a woman in Paris, we've heard about some of these people before. She found a new way to socially distance. She's wearing a hat that has a 3-foot sign on the back that reads, please respect distancing, and her hat extends about a foot and a half on each side.
Oh, so, okay.
Which isn't quite the distance, but at least people will stay away.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure she's like a fetus and just tipping over every once in a while.
Gotta have your balance with that.
Yeah, you definitely do. And in Michigan, police arrested a man for stealing maple syrup from Trader Joe's. Now the manager called 911 after he saw the thief just stuffing bottles down the front of his pants. We hear about this all the time. That is not, you're not going to make a quick haul doing that.
No.
Left the store without paying. Officers said, yeah, that's the guy right there. Can you tell? Can you tell he has bottles in his pants? Yeah, exactly. Is that maple syrup, sir? Or you just happy to see us. Is that it?
Okay. All right.
He said he was going to return the syrup.
Oh, don't want it back. Don't want the maple syrup back.
They charged him with fraud. He's going to have to pay a fine. But, whatever. You tried, sir.
Yeah.
At least you tried, right? Why not? It is Wednesday, people. Wednesday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call
Something Good.
We do it at the end of every show leave you with some good news to start your day with. You might have heard the other day about that ice cream owner who just everybody went nuts at his store trying to get ice cream. His best worker quit. Mike, I think you have him. The audio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Just a reminder.
One of my best workers quit yesterday. The word she was called and the language, you wouldn't even say in a men's locker room. They're like, where's my ice cream?
So he opened up the ice cream store and then one day later shut it down because of all this.
Right, right. And he was very, very upset. She had been with him for 3 years and she wanted to work as much as possible to save for college, which she's starting in the fall. So he said, you know what? I'm going to help her out. He started a GoFundMe page for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This was in the Boston area. It's now up to almost $40,000.
Wow.
And he said, I felt terrible. The people were so mean to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she even worked her whole shift. And then took her apron off and said, I am done. Now, she wrote a letter on this GoFundMe page, and just part of it, she says, there are literally millions of people in the service industry going through what I did or worse in their day-to-day experience. I really thought this virus would bring people closer. Maybe a sense of solidarity would make people more inclined to be a little more compassionate. It was an overestimation on my part, I'll admit. But there's no reason this cannot be changed, and hopefully you are all a start of that change. She says, everyone's dealing with something. And if you really want to give to me, please just be kind to the people around you. That'll make a more significant difference than anything else.
Wow.
Yeah. And she goes on to thank people. She said, you've made my endeavor for higher education seem much less financially terrifying, you know, being out of work, you're trying to save for college.
I love the last piece of that audio. Listen to this guy.
I'm not a trauma center. Yeah. It's ice cream.
Yeah. And she ended, by the way, her letter with, be kind, be safe, eat dessert.
Oh, nice.
I love it.
Like what we say at the end of our show.
Oh, yes.
You've got to add the dessert.
Add that.
That is a great story. You know what?
Man.
Happy ending. All right, good.
Yeah.
If you know of a story like that, submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Or better yet, just if you know of a local story, we would love to hear that.
Yes.
702-739-9636. Text it in. Or better yet, call. Mm-hmm. Just call us with your version of that story. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush going to keep you company. Whether you're back at work or still at home, listening on your smart speakers, a recap. That COVID song with the guy and his guitar lead on me.
Yeah.
And his dog.
And his dog.
Oh, my God. That has to be our favorite one now. Right now. The new you. You started to get in shape during this quarantine thing.
Yeah.
Before you know it, people are starting to look at you a little bit different. Do you give them a shot or do you say, hey, you didn't like me that way?
Yeah, a lot of you guys said, no, don't give him a shot. No.
And we talked to Marlo Thomas and Phil Donahue, who have been married for like over 40 years, about their new book, talking about marriage. Played a bit of that, the entire visit on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com.
So much fun. Hey, I just want to read a quick text. This is from Carolyn. She said, hello from McDonough, Georgia. Been listening for about 3 weeks now on your app. Thanks. Carolyn, I said, well, thank you. We have a good time. She said, I love you guys.
Oh.
I listen till I have to go to work.
You know what, Carolyn?
Georgia time.
Say hi to my family down in Johns Creek.
Oh, Johns Creek. That's
if you
right.
See them.
Yeah.
All right.
We mentioned we have friends in Alpharetta and Marietta. And so, yeah.
And George Wallace as well.
So. Yep. That's
all right.
Right.
We're out of here. Wendy Rush in next. Do have a great day. Listen, do be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. And have dessert. Okay?
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.